Good morning, dear brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Thanks to the Lord that Lord given the day. Today is the Australian Day, we know. Also the Republic Day in India. So we are thankful to God for all the Australian citizens, all the peoples, even the Indian people who are here or over there. Lord may bless each one of us. And the country, both of countries is the best, but I think East or West, Jesus is the best, isn't it? So we should glorify only the God. He brought the one nation through His blood. Wherever we stand by His grace. So I'll start today that we are coming to the throne, to our Lord, dear Lord, not by the any work, by our any efficiency or skill, but by His grace. So I just read for all of you 2 Corinthians 12:9. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord thee 3 times that it might depart from me. And He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Heavenly precious Father, thanks for the day, Lord, given to us by your grace, Lord. We stand before you by your grace, Lord. We give you thanks by your grace, Lord. We come for every way through your Spirit by your grace, Lord. We are thankful, Lord, that we may stand to worship you with the oneness of the heart. Lord, the word you gifted us by your grace that really, Lord, brings the everywhere your grace, Lord. And Lord, we may look to you and seek your face, Lord, and glorify you. Lord, hide me behind you, Lord, that your words may bring the true fruit in the body of Christ. I give glory honor to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we have a privilege, have a freedom today because of His grace. We are celebrating a lot of freedom, different country, in the different days. They have a lot of discipline through their written all the status for their country of the laws. They're giving a lot of freedom through the law, even their discipline to their life. But our God, who given the grace, and this grace is sufficient. When Paul find a lot of difficulties in his life, like you and me, he felt that only the Jesus Christ who died for you and me, His grace have every way encouragement and sufficiency for his and our lives. So I just look back to the history that covenant of grace, that Lord make a covenant of grace through Lord our Jesus Christ, that we may have a freedom of life, that life, the sinless life. When the Lord, our God, created this universe, He created the man, the first Adam. Adam came this world as a own image, Lord, has created him and given every attribute that Lord loves for His pleasure. As remind Philippians 2, that Lord, what has done for His own will and for His own pleasure. So we could not ask that why and what He has done, but we can see by His grace what we have gained through our life. The Adam has given a covenant, which is Lord making some bud. He given everything in his life, a garden, which is very good fruits and everything, every creature under him. But he, on that covenant, put a but. He given this word, you can see the Genesis 2:17, I think it's written. He given every fruit to eat of this garden, but he told, but you never eat the fruit of knowledge and evil of these trees. So this covenant is not the unconditional. It was a condition. Because if you break this condition, you will fail. And if you fail, then you will lose the connection with the God. So we know all the history remind us through the Bible, the words of God, that Adam failed. And Adam failed to maintain this covenant, and that we come to the sort of glory of the God, we tempted, and to the temptations we fall in the sins. So the covenant is broken, and we can see after that throughout the time, so many ways Lord brings the covenant for the people of Israel when they've gone through the different difficulties in their life, through the Egypt wilderness. So many ways Lord shown His mercy to them. So Abraham, when he failed, how he survived? When he done mistake in his life, how he survived? He survived by His grace. When Moses has gone the two tablets, well, the commandments were written over there, but still the Israel nation failed to keep the laws fulfilled. So why? Because they did not have that salvation what we have today. They failed, but still Lord lifted them because of His grace. Esther has brings the freedom for His people. How could be possible? Because of His grace. And of His grace is so merciful for Joseph that he become a king. And we know that David the king become a lot of failures in his life, written a lot of psalms. But still, by His grace, he has a good kingdom and his life. So you can see how many things happens in the Old Testament. And Lord, even broken Adam, covenant of grace. But still, Lord have so gracious to them. But still there is something, do you know? When Jesus came in this world, still the Moses law is there. So why we need the Jesus? Why Lord need? He given grace, He given law, but still why we look to the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, there is a gap. Because when Lord sent this covenant, there is a if, but, and else something. But when sent the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no if. That's why when Jesus died on the cross, John 19:30 remind us, it is finished. It is finished means He was faithful. There is nothing written over there. Remind us that Jesus is make some, okay, if I died, it will be done or something. No, it is finished. He has done. He is faithful. He has shown His Father how much He is faithful, even in the point of death. So we are thankful to the God that how much He given the grace which is freely given to us. It is not, we know. Someone can read Ephesians 2:8, please.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not for yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen. Thank you, brother. So we can see, we gone through so many times this word. And it's a really privilege for us when we're reminding again and again that it is a free gift. There is in this world you can't get any gift from any relations from your childhood to still now without any self. There are something relations demands. Wherever we build the relations, there demands something for your gift. For what you are getting gift, you have to be return gift. But this is the gift which freely given to you and me. We can't return anything. As uncle reminded yesterday from Psalms 116 verse 13. Where David looking to the Lord. How can I render you Lord? What can I render to Lord? But I can keep the cup of salvation. What a great God we have. Even the King David not tested that way through the Lord Jesus Christ. This cup of salvation. But what a desire. To test the cup of salvation, we already tested through the Lord Jesus Christ, who brings the peace and justified us. We are not in only the justified, we are converted, we are transformed, we are born again, we are redeemed, we have a great cup of salvation. We are so thankful to God. Hallelujah. So our God, He is ever mindful, as Psalms 115:5 remind us. He is always mindful for His promises. What He covenant given through Lord Jesus Christ for through His blood is never be gone down. Someone can read for Titus 3:7.
Titus having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, brother. So, we have a hope. The grace Lord given through His covenant, that we have a hope for the eternal life. The grace is not just complete after getting the salvation. Okay, I just have the salvation, I am fine, I am free, I am to do wherever I go, I have sufficient grace. No, we have a promise. Even we go through the trial, challenges, crisis of our life, still God is there. Even we are walking faithfully or going down, even Lord is there. Even we are before the heaven, before His throne, He is there and His grace is there. What a lovely eternal hope is there because of His grace. That where we stand, even in this earth or before the Lord, our grace, His grace is sufficient. We stand by His grace, by His strength. That someone can read Corinthians 3:5. 2 Corinthians 3:5.
No, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
Yes, our the other Bible verses may be written, our sufficiency of God. So God is sufficient for us, our life. We may struggle a lot of things. We may try to do our through our skill, to do our knowledge. So what an unmerited favor, isn't it? We know this is unmerited favor. We never deserve at all as we are sinful people. Still in this earth when we are going through with the cup of salvation, we have to face a lot of challenges. We see the different countries have a political crisis, financial crisis, a lot of conspiracies. But still, when we come to the nations under the throne of the grace of the God, we have the one mind and the one spirit. That is the grace of the God. Thanks to the Lord that He given such a blessings to you and me that we may understand. He is not only given that hope of this eternal life, but He is giving the heritage. That's why brother Matthew read 3:7 Titus. He given us the heritage. Who can tell us that you are mine? He's reminding through the Jeremiah 31 verse 30 continually that you are mine. I love you. I know you. So what a passion. What a passion of Christ. Even lot of failure in our life happening, lot of things is not quite going well, but still His grace is there. He is giving us every way that we may face this challenge. He may demands every way sufficiency of His grace. I'm thankful. I think you all be thankful to the Lord our God, who is encouraging us not only the single day, every moment. We are encouraging through His words by His grace. Because what we acquired today, we got today because of His love, because of His grace. I can just, for this context, in this context, I can add one simple example. Like when I remember I was a child and I just learning the guitar and my mom paying every monthly my fees to my teacher. And I was so happy, and I just learning, and it's my intention, when I have time, I'll just practice, I'll not do it. But my mom always telling me, keep practice, Sanjeev, keep practice, practice. And it is quite annoying, why mom, I need to play, no, keep practice. But assured, when I gone through the Bible, I assured, when my mom paid maybe the fees fully, and her intentions was to understand that not I am only have learning and doing something, but he do the practice because he wants to make me, I have an improvement. So that is the grace of God. When we walking with the cup of salvation, not only we are thinking that we have the freedom, we'll walk this journey with the Lord is with me, it's fine, but we need to be improve ourselves. We need to be grow. That is reminding through our words also that Peter chapter 4 is reminding us we need to grow in the grace of God. So that is the grace. That is the lovely grace. When Jesus died on the cross, He reminding that His grace is sufficient. When He forgive us as a sinner, we did not deserve to stand before Him. Even I am not worthy to hear and to talk about Him. But by His grace I am standing. You are sitting here by His grace. There is nothing else heaven. Heaven in here before you. We are sitting here before the Lord, before the throne of grace. So Lord, words may give give you the right direction to your heart, directly rain your heart, love of Christ, who is brought out from the bondage of sin, you and me, that truly His grace may give you spirit, that your spirit that may look to the Lord, seek His face. Someone can read 84, Psalms 84, 11. Because when we walk by grace, it is reminding us how should we upright with the God. How should we lift our heart before the God? Someone can read.
For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right.
Yes. So Lord knows what is right and wrong. So we can't do ourselves or measure ourselves what we have to do. He is upright. He lifts us by His grace. He not only saved us, He encouraged us and He lifts us our heart to be upright. That upright brings the eternal hope. That is the hope we stand for. That is the hope we look for. That is we may seek. When David, the king, will lose a lot of the different way of his life, then not to be have any hope. But this is the God who reigning constantly, who encouraging him, who directing his heart, that I am with you, my grace is with you. So that is the God who giving us grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, who forgiving our sins, who reminding each and every moment that I am your Lord, I am your God, who never forsake you. What a lovely. He not only giving the positions that I am yours, you are mine, but He is reminding that I will not forsake you, whatever the circumstances, whatever the challenges will come, I'll be with you. I'm sure this is quite encouragement for you and me, not through the words, but it is through the actions. Lord Jesus in actions, He is the living God. He is working you and me each and every moment. That is the Spirit working in our life. That may Spirit you and me to come before your throne. That may we look to you. Before the ending, I will encourage just someone read Hebrew chapter 4 verse 16.
Grace to help us in our
times of need. Amen. So we are the needy people. We never say that we do not have any need. Even sufficiency of grace is there, still we people have a need, His grace, each and every moment. Even we take the breath in spiritually or physically, we need His excellent presence. Without His royal presence, without His royal heart, we never be surviving this earth. So let's draws your heart too near to the throne of the grace, and I'm sure the Lord who has helped you not to be just have a new life, but the newness of His life, how He testifies the cup of salvation constantly with the Lord Jesus Christ, it will help. And this is the last one, I'm sure it will not make you some problem, if you don't mind. Can you someone read Psalms chapter 111, 1 to 4?
Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are His deeds, and His righteousness endures forever.
Amen. Thank you.
He has caused His wonder to be remembered, and the Lord is gracious and compassionate.
Thank you, brother. So, as David found the grace of the God, he came with the whole heart and come to the grace of the God, throne of the God, and he looked to you, looked to Him for the graciousness, for the benefit of the gifts which given freely. It's a free gift, nothing we acquired by our, with the money or with our act or anything, so we know already, but still we need His grace. That is too much rich, because His Bible remind us that Jesus became poor because you and me. How much He is loves us, isn't He? He loves so much. He not died for us, but He constantly giving His comforter, giving His spirit, that we may come through His spirit by His grace to the throne of grace, that we may worship Him. That's quite enough, I think, that His grace may be sufficiency of His grace may work in your life constantly. And today morning, we may seek His face. through His Spirit, by His grace, who continually encourages us to be carry His cup of salvation. God may bless you. Grace of Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.